This is the Composer's Datebook for November 16th. I'm John Zeck. In the year 1900, a German-born conductor named Fritz Scheel led two programs in Philadelphia billed as the Philippines Concerts. These were benefits, the ads said, for the relief of families of the nation's heroes killed in the Philippines, U.S. troops who suffered heavy casualties the previous year fighting a guerrilla army in the Philippines. These concerts were so successful that residents of Philadelphia decided the impressive ad hoc symphony should continue as a permanent resident ensemble, similar to the orchestras of New York and Boston. And so, on today's date in 1900, the first official concert of the Philadelphia Orchestra took place at the Academy of Music, offering a program of Goldmark, Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, Weber, and Wagner. During the century that followed, the fame of the Philadelphia Orchestra spread worldwide via classic recordings made by two of the orchestra's famous maestros, Leopold Stokowski and Eugene Ormandy. Between them, these two gentlemen would give the U.S. and world premieres of works by the then-modern European composers Mahler, Schoenberg, Berg, and Bartok, as well as Americans like Varèse, Barber, Copland, and Persichetti. When Sergei Rachmaninoff had the Philadelphians premiere his symphonic dances in 1940, he paid the orchestra this compliment. "Today, when I think of composing, my thoughts turn to you, the greatest orchestra in the world."
Composer's Datebook is supported by Magoosh, online test prep for the ACT that's designed to improve scores. Students can get video lessons, practice questions, and expert support online. Prep smart, go far, and enjoy the ride at magoosh.com/ACT.
Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.